You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe, and that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I am so excited because I have a very, very, very special guest in the studio with me today. I have my best friend from my college days at the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. Her name is Charlene Lindsay. Hello, Charlene.
Hi, Jay. I am so excited to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. So tell the people a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What does Charlene like to do? What makes you tick?
Ooh, okay. Who am I? I am still trying to figure that part out.
That's where journaling comes in, right?
Exactly. let's see. I'm a mom, a wife. I have a 9-to-5 job where I am a policy analyst, but what brings me joy is my business, my creative side. So I own Shine by Charlene, which is an event planning and custom gifting company. But for me, it's, now I love to make anything cute, but for me, it's more than fancy parties and pretty packaging. I love it because I feel like events and gifts are ways that we connect, that we honor each other, that we uplift each other. That's why I love it, and that's why I stick with it.
I love that. I love that. So, Charlene creates these journaling gift boxes. Well, actually, just gift boxes. But then that eventually turned into journaling gift boxes. So, tell me a little bit about how you got the idea to start doing these journaling gift boxes. And actually, before you do that, in case y'all are like, journaling gift boxes, what are you talking about? just to give you a little bit of context, if you've been following me on social, if you're a part of my CJ and Write community, CJ and Write is my website and community for women who write, you know that back in, I think it was 2021, Charlene and I released our first journal gift box. So it's a collaboration between our two companies. And we created these journal gift boxes. I wrote the prompts. Charlene did everything else.
I made it cute.
She did everything else because I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I wrote the prompts. She made it cute. And we released one around the holidays in 2021. We did a self-love box at the top of 2022. And just recently, I released a box that was tied to my book, Find Your Way Back. But not only is Charlene the one who makes it cute, but this is all her idea. So tell me, how did you get the idea for us to even do this?
Well, the idea came because I did one of your journaling workshops.
Okay.
So because we're friends, I have been a longtime member, honorary member of CJ Write Online. I never considered myself a writer, but I always felt like I found value in your content and what you shared. So in 2020... right? The world was falling apart for most of us.
It was trash.
And it was very much so trash. And I felt like I had, we were in the pandemic. I just had a second child and I was on maternity leave and I had my business, which all of my events that year were canceled. Right. So I was like, what am I doing with my life? Which way do I want to go? And you had this journaling challenge. Mm-hmm. And the journaling challenge, it was something like, define your vision and values for your life. So I was like, this is for me. Even though I'm not a writer, this is for me. So I did the challenge. It was a series of prompts that you posted every day and we respond to them. And for me, it was like, it was so major for me, so pivotal. Mm-hmm. And it gave me such clarity about like what I'm supposed to be doing, what's really important to me, not what I think I'm supposed to be doing. Not what I thought I would be doing, like really what's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And so it was so like powerful for me. I literally wanted to box it up and give it to somebody.
Oh, like, I love give, that.
Give it to other women. So this was really before my gifting part of my business took off. I literally just wanted a way to give that experience to other people. And so I sat on the idea for a while because I was like, she don't want to do a journaling box. She want to do a gift box. What does that look like? So I sat on it and I finally reached out to you and you were like, yes.
Yes. Let's do it. And so, yes, it happened. And so, as I said, we had the gift box in the holidays of 2021. We had another one in 2022. And I just released one recently for my book. But we decided that we wanted to step things up a notch. And we decided to, number one, give our collaboration a name. And we are Write and Shine Co. Yes.
Yes.
You know it's cute. You know it's cute. I'm the Write, she's the Shine, of course. And so we have a name, but also we've decided that in addition to these gift boxes that we're creating, that we want to really build a community. And we want to do that in part through events. And so you heard it here first. We are having our first live event June 24th mm-hmm. in Atlanta, and we hope that you can come. Where is it going to be in Atlanta?
So it's at a tea house called Swan Coach House, and it's in the Buckhead area. It's gorgeous.
Obviously, she arranged it since I didn't even remember the name of the venue. But it's going to be where she said, in Atlanta. The place is gorgeous. I have seen photos. It's absolutely gorgeous. I do plan to make a trip up there soon so that I can check it out. We're going to have food. You're going to have a gourmet lunch, tea service. There will be a gift box. So everybody who attends will get our next journal gift box. And what's going to be in that box?
So similar to our other collabs, there'll be a journal, a leatherette journal, 30 prompts, and then we usually include like a gift that kind of goes with the theme. And so for this one, we have a really pretty silver necklace that is right on point with our theme for this gift box and event.
Yes. And also, so the event isn't just the food and the fellowship, although that's important, right? But there's also going to be a workshop. So I will be leading a journaling workshop at the event. And that workshop is going to be all about silencing your inner critic so that you can move forward in spite of imposter syndrome. I think, you know, that nag, nag, nag of your inner critic and imposter syndrome, that's something that all of us struggle with at some point. And so I really want to address that. And so the workshop will be designed to help you move forward. You know, I have no magic to make imposter syndrome go away completely. I don't know that that's even possible. But I do have tools. And of course, it's all about journaling. I do have tools to help you move forward in spite of that imposter syndrome, in spite of your inner critic. And that's what the workshop is going to be all about. But like I said, our main goal here is we want you to find a sense of community. We want you to leave this workshop and feel like while you were there, you met your journaling bestie. That's my goal. What are you hoping folks get out of it?
Good food, show up cute.
Yes, gotta be cute.
And
gotta
be ready. Cute. Really, you know, I've done your challenges and your workshops, and they are truly pivotal and transformative. So, in addition to getting cute, eating good food, I'm just excited to participate in another one of your workshops.
Yes, we're super excited. So, we're gonna take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the event, but more than that, we're going to give you some tips on how you can get into journaling, much like Charlene did after she did the challenge. This episode of the Righteous Babe podcast is brought to you by Write and Shine Co., a collaboration between my company, C. Jane Wright, LLC, and Shine by Charlene. We're excited to announce that we're hosting our first live event on Saturday, June 24th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern in Atlanta at Swan Coach House. The event will include a gourmet lunch, dessert, tea service, and a journaling workshop led by yours truly. That's all about how to silence your inner critic and move forward in spite of imposter syndrome. Each guest will also receive a journal gift box to help you continue your journaling practice. Each box includes a journal, 30 writing prompts, and a beautiful necklace with a bird pendant to remind you to trust your own wings when the fear of failure tries to stop you. Head to writeandshineco.com to learn more and to snag your ticket. Use the code EARLYBIRD before June 1st to get $25 off your ticket. Charlene, let's talk about that journaling challenge that you did. Did you keep journaling after the challenge?
Okay. I want to say yes.
Okay.
Okay, but the answer is no.
Okay.
Not consistently. I have absolutely been journaling since the challenge.
Okay.
But it's not daily.
Okay.
It's not weekly. More like as needed. Sometimes that's a lot.
All right. I like that. So, you know, I'm a person who journals every day, and I've said this before on this show, and I'll say it again, I don't feel like everybody has to journal every day. I do feel like that if you just journal when you need to, that's totally okay. So what does that look like? So when you feel like, okay, I need to journal, then what do you do? Do you just do free writing? Do you use prompts? What does that look like?
So for me, I feel like prompts get me better results from journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Just writing my thoughts, I feel like I don't know, all over the place a little bit.
Yeah.
So I like responding to a question or something someone said.
Okay.
I find I do better when I have some kind of prompt. So sometimes it's a prompt that I've seen before because I know you. Right? Or sometimes it's something someone said to me or asked me and I didn't have a good answer or response for, and I use journaling to like work it out in my mind.
Okay. I like that. So you mentioned earlier that you're a part of the CJ and Write online community, even though you don't consider yourself a writer. So if there's somebody listening to this and they are intrigued, they want to get into journaling because they've been listening to the Righteous Babe podcast and they want to get into it, but a part of them is saying, well, but maybe it's not really going to be for me because I'm not a writer. What would you say to them?
Okay, so I never consider myself a writer. I actually write for a living. Like I write reports for a living, but I don't consider myself a writer because I never wanted to write to be published or anything like that. But what I feel now is that we are all writers. It's just a matter of who we are writing for.
Ooh.
Right? It's like you.
I like that.
Yeah, right? So if you.
Yes.
Most writers write for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Journaling, I feel like you write for yourself.
Yes.
And so I think I would want somebody to know you don't have to consider yourself a writer to journal, to write for yourself. And then I would say, if you are on the fence about whether journaling is right for you, I would say start with prompts and then commit to it. Because I really feel like the fact that I did a challenge where I had to, if I was going to do the challenge right, I had to respond to the prompts every day.
Right.
And I got so much more out of it over the course of I think it was like either 10 days, 2 weeks. And so I said, commit to it just for a certain amount of time to give yourself a chance to like work it out, process your thoughts. And then I guarantee you, you will find it transformative.
Yay. I love that. And I love that idea of giving yourself a challenge, like whether it's a week, 2 weeks or 30 days or whatever. I love that idea. And, you know, Charlene's been talking a lot about prompts. And so you may be like, where do I find these prompts? Well, you got to come to the event and get the journal gift box so that you can get those prompts. Also, of course, you know that I always give you a prompt here every week. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to give you a prompt for the week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Every week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt because I'm trying to support your journaling practice, obviously. And this week is no different, but I'm going to ask my girl Charlene to help me out a little bit as I try to come up with the prompt for you. So I wanted to ask you that journaling challenge that you did with me back in 2020, which I can't believe it was that long ago.
Right.
Such a trash year. Anyway, but I guess something good came out of it, right?
Right.
Because that's how this whole collaboration came about. But as you think back to that challenge, was there a prompt or maybe a couple of prompts that really stood out to you and that just kind of stuck with you? Things that maybe you returned to again and again?
Mm-hmm. So to be honest, the responses to the prompts still guide my decisions.
Right? Oh,
like,
wow.
I think back, like, what did I write down that I actually wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I write down how I actually wanted to spend my time? I go back to it all the time. It's why I decided to keep going in my business.
Wow.
I just went part-time. It's how I got
Congratulations.
The guts. Right? Right? It's I got the guts to go part-time because I wrote it down. Like, I wrote down what I wanted. So I go back to it often. I would, like, all the time, it's playing in the back of my mind. So they're probably, all of the prompts I feel like were good, but there are some that stand out. One of them was, you asked us to write about our, like, ideal day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I feel like it was a good one. Because it forced me to, like, align what I said I wanted with, like, how I spend my time.
Yes.
And it's something about the question, if you ask me what I really want to do or how I want to spend my time, it'd be different than what I actually wrote down I want my day to look like.
Mm.
So I feel like that one really helped me figure out, like, okay, when I break it down, what's my day look like? And then I feel like that means then that's what my life looks like.
Right.
If I break it down. So that was one that I kept going back to. The other one was you asked us about, it was something like, what's your vision for your life? What's your, like, what do you want to do with your life? Something along those lines. And okay, here's something I've got out of journaling. It is what I write down is really important, but what I don't write down, I figured out, is also important.
Okay.
Right?
So, okay, dropping the knowledge on us.
So that, what I figured out was what did not make, either it didn't make my list at all or it was lower than I expected. And that's like how important my job is to me.
The day job.
The day job.
Yeah.
Right, not my business, my day job. And so for me, it helped me make peace with certain things that, like, because you go to work every day, you're there all day.
Right.
Right? You almost feel like it's supposed to be important to
exactly.
you. You're supposed to want to move to the next
level.
Yeah,
want the promotion.
Right.
But
when I wrote down, I didn't actually want that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, answering that question and seeing what wasn't on the list or what was lower on the list has helped me, like, be okay with not excelling in that area of my life because there are other things, like, I want to do much more than that.
Yeah. Oh, that is so good. And it makes me so happy that it encouraged you to really go after your dreams. I love that so much. And, you know, in a previous episode, I talked about how you can use journaling to write your way to the life of your dreams. And, you know, that sounds cute and flowery, but what does that actually mean? What does that actually look like? And Charlene just explained to you what that means and what it looks like. Because you sit down, you figure out, what do I want my life to look like day to day? And then once you get super clear on that and put that on paper, you can start working toward it. So with all that in mind, here's my prompt for you today. Actually, it's kind of two parts, all right? So part one is, how do you define success and why? And that "and why" portion is super important. Because like Charlene was saying, so often there are things that we do because we feel like we should do them. There are things that we say are our top values just because we feel like we should say that they are. But when you ask yourself the question of why, that helps you check yourself to make sure that you're really being authentic and that you're not just saying the things that you're supposed to say. So how do you define success, and why do you define it that way? And when I say success, this could be in your career or business, but it also could be about your family. It could be about your health. It could be about your community service. The point is, it's how you define success and why do you define it that way. So that's part one, or I guess part one and 1A, I don't know. But I have more for you. Next, I want you to think about, what goals do you want to achieve before your time on this earth is done? And so I feel like those two work together, because once you have gotten clear on how you define success, then the goals are basically those practical things that you are going to do so that you have this successful life that you've just painted. So again, that's how do you define success and why? And what goals do you want to accomplish before your time on earth is done? I hope that makes sense. And per usual, I would love for you to hit me up on social. I'm at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I think by now you know how to spell righteous, but in case you don't, it's WRITEOUS, because, you know, we can make up words. So hit me up on social. Let me know how these prompts are going for you. Let me know what you came up with as you started thinking about how you define success and what you want to accomplish. And let me know if we're going to see you June 24th yes. in Atlanta at our event. We're so excited. So tell me a little bit more about, like, what you're hoping to get out of this event for you personally, but also what you hope other folks will get out of it.
Okay. You know, last week, you know, we've been planning this event, right?
Yes.
Doing the prompts.
Yeah.
I have moments as a business owner. You can probably relate. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this to myself? Right? Like, can I even do this?
This is a terrible idea.
Right? Like, what is going on? I mean, go back to my job. Right. Keep it simple. And I was really like, can I do all of this? Right? Can I do all these things I want to do? And it hit me. I was like, Gervasia, I need to write to those prompts. I was like, it's for me. So for, like, I feel like all of us probably doubt ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And I've seen the prompts already, used some of them already. And so I feel like just reminding ourselves of, like, how capable we are.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm looking forward to doing more of that silence. I didn't know I had an inner mean girl until
yes.
you ever said
it. That's
so you
what
said
I, so in case y'all don't know, I call my inner critic my inner mean girl, because that's how she be acting, because she just be saying terrible stuff to me. You know, I'm like, girl, why you gotta do me like that? So yes, I call my inner critic my inner mean girl. So
right. I think I have one too. I didn't know it until I realized that's what that voice is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a little taste of kind of what we're going to be doing
yes.
and accomplishing, but I am just excited to do more of it and then to connect with other women, because you and I know tribe, community.
Yes,
that's
all about community.
Important.
Yeah.
And so doing it, you know, meeting new people, mm-hmm. doing it together, getting something out of it. So I just, you know, I can't wait.
Yeah. And yeah, it's all about community. That's why we're having this event. It's not just to be cute, although we are going to be cute.
We will be cute.
We're going to be cute. Make sure you come cute. We're going to have a photographer, a videographer. It's going to be real cute. But we're not just there to be cute. We are there to build community because we want, like Charlene said, we want you to find that person that will help hold you accountable. So we want you to leave that event with a journaling bestie. So somebody that when you go home and you're struggling with something, you can reach out to this person and they can say, well, hey, did you journal about it? You know, or if you decide to give yourself that challenge that we talked about, because as I mentioned, at the event, you're going to get a journaling gift box and it's going to have 30 prompts in it, right? And so we would love, love, love for you to find a journaling bestie at the event that will hold you accountable to work through all 30 prompts, because we really do believe it's going to be transformative. And so your journaling bestie will be there to check on you, make sure you're working through the prompts, you know, talk to you about what revelations you're having from the prompts. And again, we just want to build a community because tribe is everything. It's everything. And I feel so blessed that Charlene is a part of my tribe. And that, as I said, we've been besties since
Freshman year. Going to parties. That's how it started.
Oh, Lord. Yes, those parties. We won't talk about that on here. But yes, so we have been tight for a very long time. And yeah, community is so important. And so that's why we're doing this event. And we really, really hope you can join us. Well, Charlene, thank you so much for being here.
This was fun. I was scared, but this was fun.
You're a natural. You're definitely a natural. We'll have to get you on here again. After the event, we can do like a recap. Like,
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
fun.
Yeah. So again, guys, hit us up on social. I'm at Righteous Babe. Let me know if you're coming, because I hope you're coming. And let me know how the prompts are going. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling!